772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Law series, Kingdom Law. And we had a message entitled, The Great Shaking. There are things that are going to shake as the church, as the children of God, men and women, boys and girls, take their proper place. I didn't say ask for their proper place, but take their proper place in the spirit realm. You know, when we talk about the tribes of Israel, I think about the tribe of Zebulun. They had unique features, characteristics about that tribe. They were a tribe that were expert in war and all instruments of war. They were not of a double heart. They were not wavering in their mind. They were those that could keep rank. Amen. They could keep rank. They could move forward as an army without fear. So we're continuing again, and tonight I want to talk about the angelic assignment. Amen. The angelic assignment. Now, understand something. When we talk about kingdom law, we have to understand that in the kingdom and in the spirit realm, we operate in a different set of laws than the natural realm. It's a different set of laws. Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen? So the law, or the spiritual law that we operate in, is different from the natural law. See, the natural law is under the law of sin and death. But we are not under those laws. And this you have to know. Tell somebody, you got to know this for yourself. The laws of the kingdom of God are different than the laws of sin and death. And we must learn to function and operate under and in cooperation with these laws. Praise God. The kingdom of God is the realm where God lives. And that's what we have to know. You can liken it somewhat to someone wanting to approach a king, or even in our modern day, someone trying to get an audience with the president. There's a lot of protocol. You're not just walking up into the White House up on President Trump. They'll shoot you before you climb the fence. But there are protocols. Now, we are in a realm where God lives. Even when someone gets clearance to visit the president, I've been to the White House before, but I've never, you know, been in an audience of the president, but I'm certain there are yet protocols. You know, even when you get on an airplane, you go through those metal detectors. Didn't used to be that way, but nowadays it is. But my point is, we are in a realm where God lives. You can live in Washington, D.C. and never see the president. We live in a realm where God lives. But how often do you see him? How often do you visit him? Have you secured the right protocols? You just don't, listen, he's the king of the kings. So he's far above a president. So you ain't just coming up on him with your bad attitude. Do you understand? In other words, there are other laws that govern us. Now, The sad truth, if I can say it that way, is we have access to God. Amen. As a child of God. Amen. But a whole lot of the children don't utilize or take advantage of that access. And because of religious devils and religious thinking, they live under Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now condemnation. We need to understand spirit law and what we have been freed from. If not careful, you'll drift back into old mindsets, old wineskins. You'll let people talk you out of your experience. Amen. Make you feel odd or out of place because you like to walk with God. You like to experience things that they don't experience. And so they convince you otherwise. Amen. So let me say it again. We operate in a different set of laws in the kingdom. And this is what we have to discipline ourselves to. I often say in the natural realm, you know, matter of fact, I'll use this as an example. I was in my car up under the portico shade. And I was in the parking lot. And this lady with this big old dog, the guys had just mowed the yard. It's looking good. This big old dog, she's walking down there, and right in the middle of the grass, he squats. Number two and three. That thing vexed me. I called the commissioner. I called him, I said, hey, let me ask you a question. Are there some laws about curbing dogs around here? I said, I want to have, you know, the law behind me. I drove down there because she walked down there. I said, miss, I put my window. I said, please, you know, we try real hard to take care of this yard here. And, you know, there are other places you could curb the dog, or you could even, you know, do like people do in the city. They pick it up after the dog. I said, would you please? She said, okay. She didn't do nothing. I knew she wasn't going to do nothing. She said, all right. I came back about an hour later. I had to go somewhere. And that number two and three was still sitting there. But my point is, you can put a sign up out there and say, stay off the grass. But them folks will still come by. And if Fido want to stop there, they're going to do it again. We're under a different set of laws in the kingdom. Because if it says, keep off the grass, you step on the grass, there's an equal and opposite reaction right away. And this is what we need to understand. Because see, many miss accessing what God has made available to us because they don't operate in spiritual law. Amen. Listen, God's not going to answer your prayer because you cry. Amen. You can cry till your eyes fall out. Amen. Now, God understands your tears. And he sympathizes with your tears. But it's not the tears. Amen. It's your faith. Amen. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. That's what moves the hand of God. These are spirit laws. See, a lot of people think they can do a bunch of stuff and get God to move on their behalf. Get an attitude and act like you're going to, you know, outdo God. You're going to have an attitude. Amen. And something else, see, the kingdom is where God lives. You know, the United States, Washington, D.C., is where the White House is. We're here. We can write letters. You know, you make phone calls. We see things on the news and on television and all of that. We have access to it. In the spirit realm, this is what we need to understand, because if you don't access these things in the kingdom, there's another kingdom. Amen. Please understand this. There ain't no in-between. Amen. People think there's an in-between. Like there's a gray area. Well, I'm almost saved. Or I'm almost backslid. I ain't quite backslid. No, it ain't like that. It's is you is or is you ain't. That's all. Come on, come on, come on. See, it's sharp. Do you know, one day, Lord's going to release me to teach on this stuff, but these realms, these gates, these portals, do you know the realm that's outside of our consciousness, the atmosphere of it, the molecules, the dimension, the speed of it that move? When we see lightning, and you can read it all throughout the Bible, a lot of times when God appears, there's lightning because that realm has come close to this realm. And it's so much more powerful, so moving in such a the energy in that realm, the best you can say is lightning, thunder. Oftentimes when we see God manifest, those are the things that follow, or the whirlwind, you know, a vortex, because that realm is so much power. When Elijah was taken away, he was taken away in a whirlwind. You know, that realm came close. It overlapped this realm momentarily. And Elisha saw the chariots of fire, the horsemen, the angels that had come to. You see, here's something we need to understand too. A lot of this sci-fi stuff we see ain't sci-fi. As a matter of fact, what we're seeing on television right now, a lot of what we see on television right now is 100 years behind what's really here. People look at stuff and say, oh, that could never be. No, they are 100 years ahead of that. As a matter of fact, they're in, when we talk about, there's a word they use, singularity. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. But what they're looking at is interfacing machines with human beings. And listen, this technology is here. And even when a body ceases functioning, they can change or transfer the consciousness to another machine so that person is still here. And people think, oh, it's here. Well, let me bounce around now. I'm into this. I want to bounce around on something because I just want those little tidbits. I want you to study. I want you to understand technology has increased, and we can't be archaic in our thinking. Amen. And think, oh, no, no, no. We need to understand what and where man is trying to go. But I believe, I used to wonder, and I think I'm on target with this, but I used to wonder, how were giants on the other side of the flood if God destroyed all of them? In Genesis 6. But, and I'm still studying this. I'm just sharing this with you. I just like to share things with you so that it stirs your imagination and curiosity to search, and also stirs me to search further.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.